Here's a thought I'm titling Mirrors, Messages, Manifestations, which of course is the title of Minor White's terrific 1982 monograph and one of my all-time favorite photography books. I don't like every picture that's in that book, but I like so many of them that it has become one of my most treasured monographs in my photo library. But more than that, with this book, Minor White proposed a certain way of thinking about photography, even in just this three-word title. Essentially, what he's suggesting is that some of our photographs are mirrors that tell us a lot about ourselves. Some are messages that the universe is somehow trying to get across to us. And some of them are manifestations of what we're trying to put out into the world as our own messages, or perhaps even our own mirrors back to the world itself and to our audience. Each type of image has something to teach us. And 40 years after that book was published, this being the 40-year anniversary of, obviously, this 1982 monograph, 40 years later, I still find it an incredibly useful paradigm to think this way about my own images. When I look at one of my photographs, whether I've processed it or I'm thinking about how to process it, it's useful to ask, is this a mirror, a message, or a manifestation? Is it a reflection back to me? Is it a message, the creative muse trying to whisper something to me? Or is it me trying to say something to the world? And rarely, almost never, do I find an image that fits more than one of those three classifications. The other thing I find fascinating about this is I've talked about mirrors, messages, manifestations many times in workshops and whatnot, and it appears as though this is not a projection, a Rorschach kind of thing, where we project onto an image a mirror, a message, or a manifestation. It almost appears as though it's an inherent characteristic of the image itself. And I'm fascinated by that. And I've done this experiment in many workshop groups where we talk about this, and then I put up a series of images and ask the participants, is this a mirror, a message, or a manifestation? It's not 100% universal agreement as to which any given image is, but it runs more than 95% agreement. I don't think I'm exaggerating that a bit. So, just for fun, sit down with some images from your Lightroom catalog and look at them with this paradigm in mind. Ask yourself, is this image a mirror, a message, or a manifestation? Is it a reflection? Is it something I'm supposed to understand? Is it something I'm going to use to say something I want to communicate? It's a fascinating exercise and leads to some real insight into your own images, as well as looking at others' images, including Minor White's.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.